Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We got a good show on hand tonight. We'll be talking volleyball and football, as we'll be joined by the head volleyball coach in Northwest Missouri State, Amy Worth, as well as a player off of her squad, and Olivia Nowakowski. We'll talk football with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, and defensive back Edward Ritchie will be joining us as well for tonight's program. Also, to our left, we have Ryan Elliott, along with our sideline reporter for this year, and Jenny James, as they're helping out with things behind the scenes here. So, again, that's coming helping out with this program. Is Ryan's right in front of us right now, helping out as much as he can. So, again, Matt Trenton with us. I'm John Coffey, and Matt, another big week of sports on the Northwest Missouri State campus. And really, you look back at this past weekend, it was family weekend, and Bearcat football faced a Missouri Southern team, and offense, I think you can safely say, came to life in that 63-0 victory.
Yeah, they looked all right, didn't they? I think there were some question marks about the offense going in after, you know, previous weeks against Washburn and Nebraska Kearney have struggled a little bit on the road to get things going, but a lot of injuries to go along with that as well. But the Bearcats able to put things together and start off that opening guy. Took the kickoff. Jaravian Anderson got near midfield, and really the running game just kind of picked it up from there. And if you can run the football like that, obviously that's going to open things up in the passing game, and it really did whenever you look at the way the Bearcats ran the ball with Jordan Grove, Brody McMahon, as well as, of course, I'm blanking on our freshman's name.
Jordan Thompson.
He had an all right game for his debut. 128 rushing yards, a couple touchdowns. But you have those guys do that, and the running game looked phenomenal. Then you turn around and you see your quarterback, Zach Martin, throw for six touchdowns, tying a Bearcat single game record, and then your MIAA Offensive Player of the Week. So the offense came around, took off, did what you expected it to do, and the defense just kept plugging away as well. 3.5 points per game, best in the nation.
That's just unbelievable.
It's really unreal, and all of them came in one game. I mean, you had three shutouts through the first four games of the season, so the defense has been phenomenal once again this season. So good things so far, and that leads into a big test this weekend at Arrowhead.
Yeah, it certainly does. Central Missouri coming to town this weekend, or not to town, but down to Kansas City to Arrowhead Stadium with the second time the Cats have played the Mules down there. And that's a team that is probably going to be their biggest test as far as what the Mules bring in offensively that they've seen so far this year. They've scored a lot of points, put 66 up on the board against a Missouri Western team a couple weeks ago, and they can do a lot of things offensively.
Yeah, they're scoring 34 points a game. That's second in the MIAA. It's the number one total offense in the MIAA, 485 yards per game against the number one total defense. So it will be interesting to see how these two teams kind of come out and feel each other out. And last year, I think we kind of expected the same thing with they had a senior quarterback in Garrett Fugate. They're putting up a lot of points per game, meeting the Bearcats at Arrowhead, and they ended up putting up, 17 in that one, and it was close for a while, but the Bearcats ended up pulling away and really neutralized that offensive attack for the Mules. So you kind of wonder if the Bearcats are able to kind of come out and do similar things and take that passing game out of sync and try to force them to run the football, which I don't think anybody's ran the football well against the Bearcats in years. So that'll be interesting. Another kind of curveball thrown in here with it, quarterback for the Mules, Brooke Bowles, the younger brother to Brady Bowles, and Blake Bowles, former Bearcat quarterback that we've had here, former national champion Bearcat quarterback. So he's got a little more motivation going into this football game as well. So it'll be fun to kind of see how he kind of feels out the Bearcats and also a Northwest defense response to that high-powered offense.
That'll be a lot of fun. Last year, Northwest fans came down and really, I think, essentially outnumbered the Mule fans.
Yeah.
This we'll have to see how attendance is this year. But Bearcat fans really enjoy that trip to Arrowhead Stadium. Not only fans in Northwest Missouri, but also the alumni around the Kansas City area really turns out for that. And it's become essentially a second or maybe a third homecoming, if you consider a family weekend kind of a homecoming type of thing as well. So you've got three games built in where there are just a lot of fans watching Bearcat football.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You want to have as many games at home as possible, obviously. Well, this is an away game this year for the Bearcats playing against Central Missouri, but it is essentially a home game whenever you think about that that fan base like you've seen, whether it's the Fall Classic at Arrowhead Stadium, the National Championship at Sporting Park. We've seen the MIAA basketball tournament down in Kansas City and the droves of fans that come out for that, and everybody wants to hang out at Power and Light and everything. So Kansas City has been very good to the Bearcats, and even though it's also a short drive for the Mules, you kind of expect Northwest to get so many people coming back, and even though Northwest has to take the bus, you know, an hour and a half to get to Arrowhead Stadium, you're playing in a place that other than Bearcat Stadium and other than supporting Park in Kansas City, these guys know just as well as any stadium in the MIAA. So it is kind of a home away from home there for Northwest, and you know the Bearcat fans know what it's all about going down there, and will represent well again this year, I'm sure.
When you say Kansas City's been kind to the Bearcats, really in Missouri and Kansas both away the past couple of years have gone
just
there.
Just dominating both sides of the border, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, it's a big weekend besides just football. You look at the Bearcat tennis. They travel down to Springfield. So really their big tournament of the fall season, the ITA regional down there. Coach Rosewell and his squad heading down to that. And the men coming off a good weekend last week against in a tournament hosted by Drake University up in Des Moines, where they played nothing but Division I opponents and performed well there. So that has to be a good tune-up for the men's team. And the women look to get rolling this weekend as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. A big tournament going down there to Springfield. It's kind of cool to see Rosie load up both teams and, you know, two 12-passenger vans and hit the road all together. And a lot of camaraderie built there on the drive down alone. But you're exactly right. The men's team went up there to Drake just last week and put on a very good show. And now all of a sudden you head down south and you feel confident about what you're going in and going to do. And any team coached by Mark Rosewell, the MIAA's all-time wins leader, you know you're going to go out there and be pretty competitive. So I think he feels very good about the group he has now.
Volleyball, we'll talk a lot of volleyball coming up in just a moment, but after a lot of matches on the road, they finally get a chance to play at Bearcat Arena this weekend.
Yeah, it is about time, isn't it? That has to be tough to be on the road for your first 15 matches and then all of a sudden be able to come back home, but a chance to go out there and do some big things with the Southwest Baptist here on Friday, Missouri Southern on Saturday. And coming off of a tough loss to Missouri Western earlier in the week in St. Joseph, I think there's a little pent-up aggression for this team, and they're going to take it out on these couple teams here at Bearcat Arena. So that should be a lot of fun, especially to get some momentum back on your home court before having hit the road once again.
Got Southwest Baptist again Friday night, then Missouri Southern on Saturday, and then you look on the soccer side of things. They've got the same two schools in home games this weekend as well.
Yeah, and so you know, family weekend was a week ago, but now you're finally getting soccer and volleyball to come back through, so we're hoping good crowds will be able to come back out and support both of those squads. And, you know, soccer has had an up-and-down start to the season as well, and just hoping to bounce back, get a couple W's, and hit the road again.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Our guests this week, again, include football coach Rich Wright, defensive back Edward Ritchie, also Northwest head volleyball coach Amy Worth, and a volleyball player off her team, Olivia Nowakowski. When we come back, we'll talk with the head coach of the women's volleyball team and Amy Worth. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and business, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late-model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And Amy Worth joins us, the head coach of the Northwest Women's Volleyball Team. And Amy, how nice is it to finally get a chance to have a couple home matches this weekend?
There's no place like home from the standpoint of being here. So for sure, we're excited.
Boy, when you look at your schedule up to this particular point on the road, not only have you been on the road, but you really had some very tough matches against some very good schools up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, from the standpoint of my thought process is to schedule tough and be challenged, and we want to be our best at the end of the season. So, I mean, I believe what I had looked at from last year, there was five teams that we've played so far that have been ranked in the region. And I think it's been great experience for us is really what I think it has done for us. It's to challenge us and to step up and continue to, make the best team out of those challenges.
Hey, when you talk about the challenge, what's been the biggest challenge that you've seen as far as going up against these schools up to this point?
I think it's just being in different lineups and feeling a flow. We're still, trying to find that, and we've had some moments of it, but trying to find that consistent flow is really our goal. Last year, it was, we found that pretty quickly, but every year is different, so we're just focusing on trying to find the right mix that works the best together.
When you look at some of the matches, obviously you won a number of these matches coming in at 7-8 right now for this weekend, but really looks like on some of the losses, it's just a point or two here or there could really make a difference in the way some of these have come out.
Yeah, I mean, we're right there with them. It's just being able to finish and find those consistencies that we're talking about, and we've been talking about offensively being able to perform at a certain level on a consistent basis, and really kind of develop our go-tos. We have returners from last year that were our go-tos, and they are again this year. It's just trying to find that new mix of Bearcats to be able to have that. But the awesome thing is how many go-tos we can have, and we're continuing to develop those on a daily basis and to be patient, from the standpoint of just understand that every day you're going to get 1% better. Obviously, you got to push every single day and push the level, but it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be something that we're going to continue to build throughout the season. So I'm really focusing them in on this process.
You opened up conference play last weekend, a couple of matches on the road down to Warrensburg to start with was Central Missouri. Let's just talk a little bit about that match. Kind of a tough one to open up with a team that's traditionally one of the top teams in the
country. Yeah, I mean, I think it's awesome to open up that way. Again, my thought was to schedule hard, and our first weekend was a challenge. Distance-wise, it was a challenge with going down to Lindenwood. UCM is a contender every single year for the championship, so we've had success down there. We beat them last year there. So from the standpoint of our girls walking in, they belonged and they knew they did. Unfortunately, that consistency piece wasn't our best showing, and I thought they were just more consistent than we were for sure. And their go-tos got going, and ours, we couldn't get them going. So that was a lot of that piece of that match.
A good bounce back the next day, though, a trip over to St. Charles and a win in three sets against Lindenwood.
Yeah, I mean, the resiliency that we showed, and that's one of our core covenants, was awesome to see. For them to be able to get that done in three was really neat to see. But the coolest piece is, in that third set, sometimes teams have trouble putting away the team because obviously that team that's down 0-2, their back's up against the wall, and they're going to fight with everything they have. And for us to be down 24-22, to be able to pull that out and create our own magic on the road, I think that was really fun to see. And one of our players said, that taste in their mouth is what they want to continue to, have every single night. So it's fun because we had a little moment of magic that, we came back and took something away from a home team, and it was great to see them be able to do that. For that first weekend, I thought the bouncing back was really a really good thing to see.
And from a travel standpoint, that's not easy to do. That's not an easy trip from Warrensburg to get over to St. Charles.
No, it's 3 hours. We got up the next morning, stayed in Warrensburg, and got up the next morning and traveled the rest of the way down. I think there was a Mizzou football game, so it's kind of hard to get a hotel room further down on I-70. So I thought the girls handled the travel well. We don't know any different. So it was great to see them be able to do that.
I know the travel was a little bit different with some of those tournaments you opened up the season with, but you had to travel some considerable distances for some of those. Did that help out a little bit on making this trip maybe seem a little bit shorter?
Yeah, I mean, they've been challenged. So this was just another challenge. And the opposite thought process is we could really build ourselves from the standpoint of going and going to tournaments where we know we're going to win. But I don't think that's really, it would help your confidence, but I think it's a false confidence in this conference. We need to be able to understand how to fight together. And if we're not going to be challenged in that preseason, pre-conference part of our season, then I think I'm setting them up for failure. So it was great to see, you know, them be able to take that on and, you know, not have any stress with it. Obviously, we'd like to see them perform better against UCM. But I think there were some lessons that we could learn from that taking away. And then, like I said, bouncing back from that piece and being able to do all that on the same day with going over to Lindenwood and have our heads on right and still be hungry, even though we didn't play very well the night before, I think goes to show to our leadership, you know, as they're growing and finding their way.
Well, Tuesday night, a short trip down to St. Joseph to face Missouri Western. Just talk a little bit about that match.
We could not match them when it came to their ball control and their offense. They came out, and we had a very hard time disrupting them being in system. And so when a team is in system and everything's running you at once, you can do that for a little while. You can defend, and you can, if you get your offense, and you can balance back by having an offense that is on all cylinders right back at them, then that's a balance you create. Unfortunately for us, we couldn't get an offense going. So essentially what happened the whole night is we took a lot of balls and we played a lot of defense, giving them a lot of free balls, opportunities where they could take an easy ball and put it away again. So it was kind of like Groundhog Day, you know, and what helps that piece is your serving piece, and you have to get them out of system. And we didn't do a good enough job to get them out of system. And I thought position for position, they were better that night. Their left passed a lot better than our left did. So from the standpoint of our lineup, you know, it's just continuing to try to find that lineup that's going to work without getting too many gray hairs throughout the season. But I know it's out there. I know our players, you know, what we've been talking to them about is focusing on the team chemistry and focusing on the process, because this is all going to play out in the end. This team is very talented, and the story has still an ending that we're going to, you know, figure out. So I just want them to continue to work hard and get better every day. And when Missouri Western comes back to our place at the later piece of the season, we're gonna be ready.
Well, you've got a good opportunity this weekend. Southwest Baptist, Missouri Southern come in for the first home matches of the year. Let's just talk about tomorrow night in SBU.
I just think one of the nice things being at Missouri Western, watching them, was that they definitely felt home. They felt comfortable. So I'm excited to see our girls feel that comfort with being in a place that we practice every single day. Two, I'm excited to be able to, you know, continue to evolve and put a lineup out there and see how it does. I'm excited to see as we grow and continue to get better. If they're going to, you know, do our core covenants and the things that we want to be about. So that's really what we're focusing on, is just we have another chance to do the process right.
And then on Saturday afternoon, Missouri Southern.
Yeah, Missouri Southern started out pretty well this year. And they played Southwest Baptist and swept them. So, I mean, based on what we're seeing on film, they are improved. And again, it's just going to be fun to see our players play back to back at home and be able to get some fans there, be able to have some of that spirit, you know, energy that we can ride on. So excited for the weekend, excited to see continued improving, you know, performance improving the whole entire season. So,
Barbara, when you talk about that excitement at home, last year, if you just build on what you had last year, that was a fun place to be. A lot of people have really planned their nights around the volleyball because it is a happy place.
Yeah, it was amazing to see the backing, you know, of the university, the backing of people in town. They were very interested to see what, you know, what we were going to do, and I know that we got fans because of that. You know, as far as this season, it's going to be fun to be able to continue to build that fan base and get more and more people, you know, students especially, to get excited about our team and just play a style of volleyball like we like to, that's fun and exciting.
Now, we've got coming up next, Olivia Nowakowski coming up. Just talk a little bit about her and what she's meant to your program.
Olivia's a workhorse. When you're a libero, you do a lot. Liberos have so much ball control in them. That's their job. They don't ever get to hit. And all they can do is to help. And so when you have people in those positions, that is usually the most selfless player out there. Someone who wants to actually be hit at continually all night and receive balls that might be coming 56 miles an hour, you have to be a pretty special person inside to be able to want to have that, you know, happen and to still get up and just be hungry. And so for her, she has that attitude. Like, she's one of the most selfless people on our team. Her energy is infectious, and she just works her tail off. And we were in a great position last year because of everything she did, and she's going to build upon that, you know, as her years go. She's a junior this year, and, you know, we just expect her to improve every day. But she is the heart of our team when it comes to just the work ethic and what makes us go.
All right. Well, Amy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's Amy Worth, the head volleyball coach at Northwest Missouri State. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk volleyball as Olivia Nowakowski will be joining us. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXEV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Well, welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Matt Tritt now being joined by Northwest Missouri State Junior Olivia Nowakowski. Olivia, appreciate you joining us here today. And finally this weekend,
yes.
Home sweet home. How does it feel to be able to actually get back in a Bearcat arena for a match?
We're really excited. I mean, we have been waiting for this moment for a while. And, you know, we've been away. We've been on the road. And it's been a really tough preseason. And I think, like Coach Worth was saying, we're really excited to be comfortable on our home court. So we're really excited for this opportunity.
Talk about being comfortable on your home court. What goes into being at home, being at Bearcat Arena, sleeping in your own bed the night before and not having to worry about hopping a bus the next day as opposed to going on the road? The advantage, the difference, talk about what that's like as a college athlete.
Yeah, I definitely think the advantages of this is definitely being in Maryville, surrounded by our awesome community here, fans that want to come out and see us, parents getting to come watch some of the players for the first time on our home court. A lot of, like you talked about, sleeping in your own bed, that's comfortable. You know, waking up knowing that it's game day and being in your own house, being surrounded by, you know, like I said, the community. I think that's very comforting. I think also something that's comforting is the fact that it's our home gym. We practice every single day on that court. We're aware of what's around us. So I think that's very comforting as well, and that's something that we're going to hold true to ourselves tomorrow. So, like I said, we're really excited.
Last year going 22-9, but things were a little bit harder down the stretch, especially as the season came to an end. This year, Coach talked about tough non-con, going on the road, experiencing some hostile environments, some tough matches early on. To go 15 matches before actually playing one at home, do you feel like that's built up the team, not only physically and experience that, but just kind of the mental side of the game too?
Yeah, it's tough on the mental side. It's really tough, but you know, our group of girls were a really tough team. We had a tough preseason, and I think it really helped us mentally. Physically, we know that we need to push hard, and we're just getting kind of started with our season. But being away, we've learned that we're growing together, and we have so much depth on our team. So you know, one girl isn't having the best night, we're having another one come in and step up for us. So that's really good that we have a lot of diverse players and a lot of depth on our team to help us out there. But mentally, I think it's exciting. I mean, you kind of forget almost everything that's happened, and you're like, it's home day. You know, we're on our home court. We're finally there for the first time. We've worked so hard going to Arkansas and Illinois, you know, those faraway places. We worked so hard, and we played some really tough really tough team, and I think they really help us for tomorrow. They're going to help us transition to tomorrow.
How do you go in and not overlook a Southwest Baptist coming in on Friday? They're 1-2 in conference play, 2-14 on the season. It started off 0-10. Is it hard going into that one? The excitement of playing at home, looking to get a big W, and seeing that they're only 2-14, like you don't want to take them too light, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think we never overlook teams. I mean, we talk about their tendencies. We talk about what we know about them. And there's different things for each team. I mean, I think one thing that we know is that we're on our home court and we're going to play our hearts out because it's our first home game and we're finally there. We're going to play another team on the other side of the court. Doesn't matter who it is. And we're going to play our hearts out no matter what.
Early on, going 7-8 through the first 15 matches, 1-2 in the MIAA, and it's been a little bit of a streaky start. No more than 3 wins in a row, no more than 2 losses in a row. It's just kind of finding some of that consistency, especially new lineups and everything.
Yeah, consistency is something we're trying to work on right now. Like I said, we have a lot of depth, so the consistency is hard to find, you know, that solid lineup that's really going to help us get that consistent win. But with that, I mean, I think it's great that we're so diverse, and I think that, you know, everybody on the team can get the job done at any time of you know, whatever game it is, whatever practice it is. So just finding a way to whoever's on the court that night to find that consistency, not so much from a Friday to a Saturday, but from on the court, point for point, playing with who's on that court and working well together.
2 home matches this weekend, the Missouri Southern on Saturday. Then after that, you go on the road to the fifth-ranked team in the nation. Get to take care of business at home, but then you have that MIAA, the upper echelon, that real big grind coming on. What's that like to go up against the top teams in the nation and put yourself out there, and especially last year when you guys were right up there with the best in the MIAA?
Yeah, compared to last year, we know we can do it. I mean, you know, we took Nebraska Kearney to 5. That was fun. So we definitely know we can do it, and we have some great freshmen that are coming in, and they're really helping us out. So I think the fact that we are a different team from last year is really going to help us take on those higher-level teams. We want to really make sure we're taking care of the teams that we need to and focus on the teams when we go. Just, you know, taking a game away from them is going to give us some, you know, hope and some pride. So I think, you know, once we take care of the teams that we need to and we get to those higher-ranked teams, all we need to think about is playing ourselves and trying to take some games away from them.
Your development, what's the confidence factor like at this point as a junior as opposed to last year as a sophomore? 9 matches as a freshman, you came out, led the team in digs last year. Now a little bit more of a leadership role, right?
Definitely more of a leadership role. I mean, I'm embracing it. I love it. In high school, I mean, I was definitely a leader, but it's so different now in college. It's definitely a very tough role, and I have some great support. I mean, you know, 2 other captains with me, and they are amazing to work with. If I'm, you know, struggling on something, it's good to know that I have some support next to me. But I think as a leader, I kind of already developed that through my position being libero. I mean, I'm the eyes of the court, so my communication is a key for being able to be successful and help my hitters out what they need to do. So I think I've kind of already, as a freshman, learned that through the upperclassmen, but as I became a sophomore and I got to be more consistent player on the court, I really tried to develop that and throughout the spring, and now here I am being a leader, and it's a tough role, but I love it.
Taking on more and more the older you get and becoming more of a leader, did you imagine that you'd be the single match dig leader for Northwest Missouri State, that picking up 47 against Arkansas Fort Smith earlier this year?
You know, not this early on, honestly. I mean, I still have, you know, two more years here. And, I mean, it just right over my head. I was just, like, you know, very surprised, honestly. But after the match, when my assistant coach came up to me and, you know, told me that I had beat her record, I just cried because, you know, that's all I could do. And it still really hasn't hit me yet. But, you know, I think that towards the end of the season, I'm going to have some more games like that, and I want to beat my record now. Like, I'm going out to beat my record every single game. You know, I don't want to stop. I keep going.
And you set Diggs records back in high school, Park Hills High School as well. And so is it kind of the same mentality? Do you feel yourself thinking the same way of just keep building, make yourself better and better each year, break your own records, whereas, you know, you're still pretty raw in high school, but now you're really coming into your own?
Yeah, from high school to college, I've definitely grown. You know, in high school, I was playing, you know, I was still learning the game. I would say in high school, I am still learning the game today, but I would say what's something that's different in college is the fact that I don't really think about how many digs I'm getting. You know, I'm thinking about other things like playing together as a team, and more so in high school, you know, playing with girls that I love to play with, and how can they help me, you know, reach my goals? How can I help them reach their goals? So, I mean, I really think that, you know, setting the record is a great something, you know, that happened, it was great, and I want to continue to keep trying to meet that goal, break that goal.
All right, we're talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball with Olivia Nowakowski here on the KXCV Bearcat Show from Carson Sports Grill. Your Bearcat background, father played football here at Northwest Missouri State. Did that lead a little bit to you coming back around and playing volleyball here?
A little bit. A lot of family is from here. My mom, my grandparents, both my sisters went here. So it's kind of a family school. It's kind of how I grew up. I mean, they really showed me what it's like to be a Bearcat. And, you know, when I was reaching out to schools and I came here talking to Amy and Elena about kind of what my path was in college, I fell in love with not only the community but the team chemistry that I knew I was going to come into, my role that I was going to potentially grow into. So, I mean, definitely the family-oriented small town was a big pull for me, but volleyball in general was one of the biggest.
There's just something about it, too. You get on campus, you can't describe it unless you're actually experiencing it.
I would agree with you, yeah.
Yeah. Olivia, we appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of the season. Keep on building, and we'll go ahead and jot you down for 48 digs. See you next time around, okay?
Perfect.
Sound good?
Thank you for having me. Perfect.
It's Olivia Nowakowski, Northwest Missouri State Junior Libero from Kansas City, Missouri, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break and talk with Eddie Ritchie in Northwest Football here on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show here from Carson Sports Grill, downtown Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State football now with senior safety Eddie Ritchie. Eddie, appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Curious the background. Are you a dog guy or cat guy first?
I've been a cat guy for a while, but dogs are slowly growing on me. Just mainly little dogs, not really big dogs. Yeah.
I only say that because for those that are listening, not watching, cats all over their shirt tonight. I don't know if that was a Bearcat thing or you just felt like rolling with it tonight.
It was just the first shirt I grabbed off my floor.
Well, you know what? When you're number one in the nation, the best defense in the nation, you can do what do whatever you want. Talk to me about these first four games. 14 points allowed, all of them coming against Washburn, but it feels like each week out, the defense gets better, more confident, stronger each week.
Lately, we've just been playing really hard. There's a lot of things that we continue to work on and get better each week, but right now we got guys that are still learning the system a little bit. Guys are flying around each and every play, playing with great effort. I think we're really outplaying our opponents more than anything, and that's a testament to how we've been practicing lately. We can do a lot better executing, but once we start to execute, there's no telling where we can go here from a defense.
And Coach has said, I think going into this season, that you're essentially the coach of that secondary. Like, you can sit down with those guys, get on the marker board, draw stuff up, and walk them through. Where does that come from, your background? Is it their coach in your background, or is it something you kind of developed?
It probably had to start with the coach that recruited me here. He was big on the details. He harped on them every single day, so I kind of got it instilled into me a little bit. But just from high school and everything, I've always been a film room guy. I feel like that's where most of the plays get made before you even go out there, is on the film room. And just playing DB is just, if you can watch as much film and you can anticipate things, it allows you to play a lot faster. So I try to get the younger guys to understand that and kind of help pass that down to the younger guys.
And how has that come along, especially whenever you're working with guys last year and the last couple of years, like Kevin Berg and Jack Young, guys that seem like you're pretty tight with throughout? Did it feel like kind of a passing of the torch? Those guys leave, take a step up, and become that coach at safety.
Yeah, man, Kevin and Jack, we were all really good friends, so football was basically mostly everything we always talked about. So we would just kind of be hanging out, watching film, kind of see what each other saw through different lenses. He had showed me how he watched film. I kind of showed him how I watched film. And we just kind of started to put it together. And I knew that a lot of people looked up to those guys, so I was kind of trying to follow in their footsteps. I knew once they leave that I was going to kind of have to take over, so I was just ready to step up into that role. And those guys did a great job of helping me do that. My coach has done a great job of helping me transition into that leadership role. So I have to give a lot of credit to those guys.
Now, I hate to compare years, but you've been a part of both of them. When you look at last year, now this year with Marcus Jones and Anthony Lane, yourself, Jack Richards, Jacob Gassman, a lot of extreme athletes back there. I don't know what you see from your side, but I don't see too much of anything getting completed from where I'm at.
I mean, those guys, they've just done a great job of competing each and every day. One of our goals was this year was to just kind of be, we know we're going to have different keys in different places, but like Coach Wright always said, that if we can be better what we were last year, this year, then we have a chance. And from those guys, Jack stepping up huge, from a guy who's just been constantly working hard since he's been here, people are finally starting to see that pay dividends for him. And a guy like Marcus coming back from injury as well, just to see the way he's battled throughout the fall and the summer. Those guys just keep working super hard, and you're seeing the way that it's playing on Saturdays for them.
Northwest Missouri State, a 63-0 win over Missouri Southern just last weekend during Family Day. We're talking Northwest Missouri State football right now with Eddie Ritchie of the Bearcats. Last week, Missouri Southern finished with 69 total yards. The Bearcats outgained them by 582. They also finished with negative 43 rush yards. Now, a lot of that, obviously, the defensive line's playing pretty good, too, but Dante Van Dieven's a pretty athletic quarterback. He put up some good numbers against Emporia State. What'd you guys do to shut him down?
We just focused on ourselves that week. We knew that if we can fix our mistakes from the previous week, if we can execute at a higher level than what we've been doing, we knew that it didn't matter what Missouri Southern was going to come out there and do. We knew that we were going to be all right. And that's kind of what we've been doing for weeks past. We're not really too much worried about what the other team has planned. It's just, it's about our preparation, about how we go about each week. And we know that 11 athletes that we put on the field, no matter who it is, if they're prepared, if they're going to play hard, it really doesn't matter what the other team is going to do.
This week, heading to Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, taking on Central Missouri. What's it like not only playing a rival where the Chiefs play, but just stepping foot into an NFL stadium and suiting up?
Just playing at that venue last year, the atmosphere was crazy. Bearcat Nation, they showed out full force like they always do. I mean, it's just a great experience. I mean, not too many people, schools, especially Division II schools, can even play at a different venue, let alone an NFL stadium. So it's very humbling experience. Our guys, we love it. We love to travel there. The hospitality there is amazing. Everything about that entire venue is just great.
What's the comfort level of playing in Kansas City in general? Arrowhead, Sporting Park, with the way the alumni really come out and support there. Does it feel like you're essentially at Bearcat Stadium, just a little bit further south?
Yeah, that's all it is. No matter where we go, it always feels like home. I mean, we had almost the entire waist side packed for Nebraska Kearney, so we know our fans are going to travel with us everywhere. They always support us, and we support them. We're just very thankful for the way that they travel and the way they always come out in full force, no matter where we play at.
This week against UCM, number one total offense in the MIAA, Central Missouri, 485 yards per game against the number one total defense. You guys give up less than 150 yards per game, and they are quarterbacked by Brooke Bowles, a guy that I think you probably know as brothers, mm-hmm. I'm guessing, Brady and Blake. What's it like going up against another Bulls? When you watch tape and you know those guys, do you see some similar tendencies between all three?
Definitely the Bulls, they definitely got an athletic family. So that's kind of what we've been preaching on. That kid's a great athlete. He's got great guys surrounding him. So obviously they're putting up the numbers, they're putting up the points. But at the end of the day, it's about what we do on defense. If we can just line up and execute and do our assignments, everything should take care of us. Of itself. We know those guys are going to make plays. They got great athletes to make plays, but we just can't let whenever they do make plays turn into points. So as long as we can keep everything in front of us, just keep running our stuff, keep giving them multiple looks, different things, I think we'll be all right executing from a defensive standpoint.
Now, I don't want to get you in hot water with Coach Wright, but I got to ask anyway, a Central Missouri athlete put out a tweet kind of calling out the Bearcats this week, some bulletin board material. How do you guys handle that going in? Because obviously it's not smart to tweet about anybody, but also tweeting the streak is over is not a good idea either.
Yeah, we just kind of, there's a quote saying, walk softly but carry a big stick.
Yep.
So that's kind of what we're doing. We're just going to let all our preparation do the talking, and we'll just see who has more to say after Saturday comes rolling around.
Probably the wise way to go about it, too. That's smart. Kirkwood, Missouri native, Kirkwood High School. Same high school as Jeremy Macklin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Is that the most famous alumni to come through, probably?
Besides myself, he's probably second.
Your neck, yeah. I was going to say, yeah. Eddie Rich will surpass him eventually.
Yeah.
Going to a school where Macklin came through, I mean, it's obviously a big Mizzou Tiger and a guy that's still in the NFL today.
Mm-hmm.
Is that motivation as you're a freshman through senior in high school and seeing what he did?
Yeah, just a little bit. Jeremy, he's also from like the same kind of outskirt neighborhood that I'm from, so a lot of people, it's hard for them to kind of get to the next level and even that level after that. So it's very encouraging. Somebody I looked up to growing up was always a big Jeremy Macklin guy. Everybody in the Kirkwood talks about him, loves him, gives back a lot. He's just a great guy, but he's also someone that you could look up to, about someone who did the right things all the time to help get him to where he is right now.
Have you ever had a chance to talk to him or run into him?
It's crazy because my little league coach actually coached him. So, like, growing up playing football, he was always around our games a lot, and we saw him. He was kind of a superstar. So he probably doesn't really remember me, but I remember talking to him a couple times, just shaking his hand, you know, getting a pair of gloves here and there sometimes. But he probably, I don't know, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't.
That's the next step, though, is obviously falling in Jeremy's footsteps, reaching the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
What's the training like when you incorporate going through what you're doing, becoming a gym rat and studying the tape? How do you transition that into the offseason to make yourself better and better, whether it's just a pro day or if it's going to the combine?
I mean, everything is just amplified. You have to – it's not only are you competing against yourself, you're competing against thousands of other guys. So at the end of the day, it's like, did you put in enough work to outwork yourself, and did you do enough work to outwork those other guys? And if you can answer that question with no, then you got to keep working. If you feel like you've done enough, then pat yourself on the back. But you also got to know that another day, you can't take any days off, because the day you take off, somebody's probably working out twice as hard as you. So that's just kind of the mindset you kind of have to go into it.
Well, hopefully next year we'll see you guarding Jeremy Maclin in the next league.
Yes, sir. That sounds fun.
That's Eddie Ritchie, Northwest Missouri State defensive back, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Eddie, we appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
That's Eddie Ritchie joining us here, KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break. Be back with the head football coach, Rich Wright, here on KXCV.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslinFarmHome.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we continue on and continue to talk football, we're joined by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, your offense got things rolling a little bit last week.
It was a lot of fun. I got to spend most of the day running up and down the sidelines, being a cheerleader, drinking Gatorade, hanging out with my defensive guys. It was really a pretty good day for us. I think we only played 50 snaps, so certainly enjoyed watching those guys do work.
Really felt like that offensive line set the tone from the opening snap.
They did. They played really well together. They were physical. They were decisive. It didn't matter whether it was against the run or against the pass. They were creating seams, and it was just exciting.
Talking with you after the game, you just felt like it was just a complete game on all phases for your squad.
You know, for the first time all year, you know, I felt like we came out and we were relaxed and we were loose. We were ready to play. You know, there's obviously something about playing in Maryville and at Bearcat Stadium. It was family day. There was a charge. You know, you could feel it in pregame. And our kids were ready. Our kids had a great week of practice. They dotted the I's and crossed the T's, so to speak, and they went out and they executed. They played well, and that was the fun part for me to see. It really had less to do with Missouri Southern and more to do with how our kids played throughout the game. And they came out fast. We got ahead. We got up. We were able to play substitutes, and when those substitutes were in, they executed at a high level. So it was a complete game.
We're so used to seeing the defense come out and set the tone right away, and if you win the toss, you defer, you send those guys out there. Seeing the offense go out there and punch the other team in the mouth, Was that kind of one of those things like, yeah, it's going to be a good day?
Yeah, I got to rethink my thoughts. First of all, I was mad at everybody because, you know, everybody's calling. I like tails never fails, and Southern called bad, so we lost the toss and got the ball. And, you know, that just has me all thrown off. But the offense goes right down the field and scores. They did a great job. It's, you know, it doesn't really matter to us which side of the ball goes first. It's just let's go out and play fast and play our style. And they came out executing.
Made a couple changes offensively going into that game, or taking the red shirt off of Jordan Thompson at running back, and then also moving Jaravion Anderson from defense to offense, running out of the Wildcat some on Saturday. Just talk about what that really did to maybe liven up the offense just a little bit.
Well, I think the dynamic Jordan brings is he brings an explosiveness to the tailback position. He's got great footwork. He's an exciting young player. And with the injury to Cam and the fact that he was going to be out the rest of the year, plus the fact we didn't have Emmanuel, you know, we just felt like it was time to make the move. And you know, he doesn't have to shoulder the entire burden, but he can certainly be a change of pace and did a fantastic job. The offensive coaches did a good job with him. They didn't overwhelm him with the playbook. We kept things relatively simple, and he went in and he executed, and it was fun to watch him. He came off the side a couple times with a big smile on his face, and it was enjoyable.
Does he draw any comparisons in your mind when you think back to other Bearcat running backs through the years?
You know, that's an interesting question. Not guys that immediately, like I always think of, and maybe generationally it is for me, but I think of LaRon and Xavier. He's a little different than both. He's more explosive than LaRon, and he's not as big as Xavier, but he's a slasher. You know, I think he does a great job sticking his foot in the ground and changing directions. You know, I got asked a lot in the post-game press conference, you know, how in the world did you figure out that kid could run the ball? I'm like, duh, guys. You know, I watched him every day for 3 weeks behind a scout team offensive line, and there weren't a whole lot of holes for him to run in. And he was physical. He had a little bit of a toughness and an edge to him. I think that has to do with where he came from. You know, he comes from a very successful high school football program, and we knew he wouldn't shy away from the stage. But to give him an opportunity to play against Missouri Southern in front of a friendly crowd, I felt like was important before we moved forward. So I felt like that was good.
And Jaravion Anderson, what's he bring to the offense by moving him over from the defensive side?
Oh, Ray, we just scratched the surface with him. He's another guy that we were able to get introduced. Ray was a high school quarterback. We had thought about doing this all along. We just, you know, didn't feel it was time, and just kind of felt like moving forward that it was something that he could do to add a dynamic to our offense we didn't have. And you know, he did a couple nice things. We jumped off sides about four times, so we've got to get that fixed this week. But moving forward, I think what we can do is expand our package with him, and he's another athlete that we can put out on the field to distribute the ball to.
Missouri Southern came out and they had some athletes. They hung with Emporia State and they finished with just 69 total yards against you guys. Your thoughts on the complete defensive effort, not only keeping them to negative 43 rushing yards, but even when he had time to pass, nothing there.
We, you know, it really kind of starts trying to make people one-dimensional. And, you know, the biggest thing that we had seen on film, they were having some success in the vertical running game. They were spreading people out and getting the ball run vertically. And what we tried to do is delete it. You know, we want to make you one-dimensional. And if we can do that, then we feel like we can attack. And we were able to do that, get them out of what they wanted to do offensively. And if we can get the ball bounced, we run pretty good on defense. And you know, we hustle. We have good depth, so we can play a lot of people. And we're able to execute at a pretty high level. If we can get you down to predictable down and distances and let our guys pin our ears back and get aggressive with our coverage, it usually spells a pretty good recipe for the Bearcats, and that's what happened Saturday.
We talked about this at the outset of the show, but with the defense, only giving up 3.5 points per game, that's just an unheard of stat 4 weeks into a season.
Yeah, you know, it is. But I have a feeling we'll get tested a little bit this week, so I'll just yeah, it's good for 4 weeks in.
Well, Eddie touched on it a little bit earlier, too, but Arrowhead Stadium, it's kind of like being at home again.
It is. You know, we talked about it this week at practice. First of all, an incredible venue to play in. Bearcat Nation's going to roll deep. You know, with all the ties we have to Kansas City and you know, all the years that we've played in that game, You know, I think we'll have a phenomenal crowd, and it's just a it's an incredible environment for a Division II college football player to play in, and it's just fun. It's incredible to watch our kids go out there for the first time. I can't wait to get there tomorrow night. You know, the players that have never been to Arrowhead Stadium before. And, you know, you grow up here in the Midwest and, you know, particularly in this area, and it's pretty ingrained to be a Chiefs fan. And so to actually be on the field and walking around is a pretty cool experience for them.
Again, we're talking with Rich Wright, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the matchup with Central Missouri. That's coming up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. You're listening to KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, as we're broadcasting live with the coaches show and continuing on with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, again, Central Missouri, the opponent this Saturday afternoon, and they are a team that can put some points up on the board.
They're scary. They definitely can put points on the board in a hurry. They're an explosive style offense. You know, I would expect nothing else from a Coach Savoda-led football team. You know, the thing that they do is they're able to distribute the ball to a lot of different people. And they've got a lot of weapons and a lot of ways to hurt you. You know, so you really can't hone in on one specific guy or somebody else is gonna exploit you. So we're gonna have to play a great team game. We're gonna have to win matchups.
You see a few things Fort Hays State did that you can roll into this week?
I think the one thing that Hays did a really good job of is they kept things in front of them. They tackled well. They didn't give up explosive plays. And you hear me say that each and every week as a defensive coach. And the biggest thing that you have to do is you have to force offenses to drive the football on you. And that's what Hays did. I mean, you know, I didn't look specifically at the statistics of the game, but you know, watching the game, it looked like Central had the, you know, was moving the football, but they weren't scoring points. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what you look to do against an offensive system like that. You can't let yourself get frustrated. They're going to get yards. They're going to make plays. But the real key is, you know, you get into the red zone and you shorten up the field. You know, how are you playing? Are you toughening up? Are you forcing them to kicks and not giving up easy scores?
Now, on the defensive side, they're a team that's given up some points, and one stat that really kind of stands out when you look at their defense. Teams have been in their red zone 15 times, and they've had 15 scores coming into that. What do you see out of their defense that maybe you can exploit on Saturday?
I think it's more of a risk-reward type of defense. I think early they had some struggles. I think they're beginning to trend themselves into the right direction. You know, they're maybe like we talked about early in the year, just kind of trying to find their identity a little bit, but they're playing better as of late. And, you know, so the things that we're going to have to do is it'll be a little bit of a chess match. Are they going to come out and be really aggressive like they were in the second half against Emporia State and blitz? Or are they going to kind of hang back and be a little bit more passive like they were in the first half of the Emporia game? And we'll have to get a feel for what they're doing and then try and take advantage.
And they beat Emporia on kind of a freak play with them trying to go down and get that last-second touchdown. Does momentum, can it carry week to week on a big play like that? I mean, we saw the Pittsburgh State game last year with a freak play, the way the first half ends. Can that stretch over the course of a little bit of time and those guys a little bit higher knowing that the things are breaking their way?
You know, I think at some point, you know, you start to develop a sense of, you know, rather than hoping you win, you believe you're going to win and that somebody's going to make a play and you're going to find a way. You know, I know that's been a hallmark around here for a long time, and I think the more good things happen to you in tight ball games and situations like that, that's what lingers and carries forward rather than a real momentum continuing. It's a long week. You know, you got a full week before you play again, so the high off of it probably goes away, but the sense that you gain from it, the confidence that you start to walk away from it with, is that's real.
And as you prepare for a game at Arrowhead Stadium, how do you prepare for this particular game as opposed to maybe some others? Is it a case of trying to keep the players from getting too high or exactly how do you go into a matchup that's a little bit special to get down to Arrowhead?
Honestly, John, I mean, the one thing area I feel like we're blessed is that we've played in a lot of these types of games, you know, whether it be at Sporting Park, whether it be in the national playoffs. You know, when we play a home game, it's loud, you know, and so we're used to it. It is louder at Arrowhead, you know, so we do some things with the Jumbotron. We turn the music up. We make everybody in the neighborhood angry probably, but we do a lot of that. But outside of that, it's really no different. It's process-driven. It's a football game. You know, I was joking around with somebody. It's no different than the movie Hoosiers when Gene Hackman walks into the bigger arena and, you know, measures the goal and measures the baseline and says, you know, it's just like our gym in Hickory. You know, it's the same thing. It's a football game, and it's going to boil down to who executes in that game the best that's going to come out successful.
You've been coaching for a long time here at Northwest Missouri State. You've been through family days. You've been through fall classics. But now as a head coach, do you ever take a second at all just to kind of drink the moment in, especially with a Scott Bostwick day like we had last week?
You know, I guess I haven't. You know, it's really no different for me. It's that piece, whether I'm the head coach or I was the defensive coordinator or I was the defensive line coach, it's been a special day to me. It meant something to me because Northwest means something to me. This community and this town and the people that I've been able to work with over the years is really been the thing that's resonated. It's the people here are great people. And I truly believe in the coaching profession. If you surround yourself with good individuals, people you enjoy spending your time with and working with, it makes work not so much like work. So, yeah, I had a great family day. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I enjoyed it because we played well. It was great to see all the players back and see all the parents. And, you know, there was a little piece of me when I was standing there outside the tunnel getting ready to run out, just thinking to myself how Scott would feel, you know, to see what a show it was. But, you know, short of that, you know, not a whole lot different.
4 weeks in now, how would you assess where this team is with 4 games under your belt?
I think we're trending in the right direction. I think we're getting better each and every week. I think we're gaining confidence. We're starting to create an identity for ourselves and figure out who we are. We've got some new guys that are starting to emerge and you know, take over in leadership roles, and any good football team has to have that. You know, I think we're going to get tested this week, and you need that too. You know, it's going to be two great MIAA football teams squaring off in a phenomenal venue, and you know, when you play college football, you want to measure yourself against the best, so it should be fun.
Your team's overall depth, you've gone through some injuries, you've had guys step up, you're going to get some of those guys back. Is the depth almost better than what you thought it might be going into this year?
Yes, it is, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. I think that you know, one of the things that I was worried about was our depth up front, and it's come full circle. I mean, a lot of those guys having to play snaps early has really helped us, and I think it will continue to help us moving forward. And, you know, we just have a lot of guys that have played a ton of football games here. And, you know, I think it definitely helps. So it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. You know, when you've been here as long as I have, you know, you remember the 2006 team and how good that team was, and you're like, oh my gosh, how are we ever going to replace those guys? And all of a sudden in 2007 we go back and play for a national championship. And, you know, it's just kind of, it really is next man up, and it's our kids, because they have such a big heart factor and care so much about each other, you know, somebody always rises, and it's just the fun part is figuring out who that's going to be.
Well, Rich, good to have you with us on the show tonight, and have fun on Saturday.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it.
And that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Rich Wright, with us on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. So we're back and wrap things up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we wrap up this edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Well, we've got a big game coming up Saturday, Northwest and Central Missouri. Always a fun matchup with those two schools, but a little bit more so now as those games have migrated to Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, it always seemed like it was a pretty good matchup regardless, a good rivalry game no matter where it was played. I go back to 2010 when I was a senior back in college, and Todd Adolph kicked the field goal with time expiring, and the Bearcats won it in Warrensburg, and the team rushed the field. Just those little memories of always finding ways to beat the Mules was always pretty fun. So now to see this game at Arrowhead for the second straight year, it should be a lot of fun. And really, the proximity they are to Arrowhead Stadium, obviously the alumni base for the Bearcats and everybody traveling up from Maryville, it should be a great environment.
And while that broadcast on KXCV Maryville, KRW Chillicothe, beginning at 3 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day before the 4 o'clock kickoff from Arrowhead Stadium. Again, thanks to everyone involved with our program here tonight. Coach Rich Wright, along with Edward Ritchie on the football team, and volleyball head coach Amy Worth, and also Olivia Nowakowski, as they were on our program for this evening. We'll be back with you again next Thursday night, 6 o'clock, for the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show.